Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Today, I would like to take you to the delightful attraction that is called Ponyhenge.
I'm sorry, did you say pony?
Like, yes.
Little horses?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And think, these are the kind from our era, from the 70s, 80s, that were the metal frame. Actually, not all of them, but a lot of them are that. Metal frame with springs and a whole horse in there, and you could just bounce for hours.
Oh my gosh, I have one of those in my basement.
I have the best memories of those things. I'm pretty sure it was loud and obnoxious, but also you knew where the child was. They were very contained, because once that sound stops, you're like, wait, what's happening out there? I loved that thing. So Ponyhenge. If you find yourself in Lincoln, Massachusetts, you can observe this phenomenon. It is on private property. It is a relatively small area. Please be courteous. Do not leave an old couch there, because it is a privately owned place and a man will have to go take care of that couch off of his property. However, here's what happens. Sometime in 2010, one of these ponies, those little toy pony ride things, showed up in this field. And soon after, more started joining and they were formed into a circle. And now, 2022, 12 years later, this continues. They don't, at the time of the writing of this original article, don't know where they come from, who changes the order of them, how it happens. Because sometimes they're in a henge shape in that circle. Sometimes they're lined up in like theater seating style, or like they're going to march. They change. Sometimes they've got face masks during the pandemic. Occasionally they have hats. They get around and move. So it's this wonderful mystery, and people will drive by and check it out and have a good time. And so a journalist, Jessica Hester, moved to Lincoln, Massachusetts in the early pandemic and was curious about this. She didn't move there for it, but saw it and was like, this is interesting. And journalists can't not unravel a thread. And so apparently the city of Lincoln has a listserv email group. And so she emailed them and said, hey, does somebody know about Ponyhenge? And so this is, Ponyhenge has been a mystery at that point for 11 years. It's just this cool thing. No one knows. Her email yielded an email from a guy. Let's find his name. A fella named Jimmy Pingeon emailed her back and said, oh yeah, that's me. Just, like, she's expecting this big hunt, because this is an 11-year mystery. It changes. Yeah. It's this weird thing, but wonderful. It's a tourist attraction now. It's Jimmy. Jimmy and his wife, Elizabeth Graver, own the property and live nearby. And in 2010, he was cleaning out and he had one of those old ponies from his children and he put it in the field, thinking maybe like neighbor kids playing in the field might enjoy it. And indeed, it has been a source of great enjoyment. But once he put it out there, more started joining it. And so now he has this Ponyhenge. And as you can expect, you might be thinking you're cleaning out the basement. You're like, dude, this needs to go to Ponyhenge. And so you sneak out there late at night and you put your pony in the Ponyhenge. And so it started out this thing that he did. And now it is this collective but funny mystery that's not really a mystery anymore, which I really love. So he will go out and he'll change the order of things. He takes the junky ones to the dump, the ones that wouldn't be safe if somebody went out and actually interacted with them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, but people at the dump will say, oh, you should take that to Ponyhenge. Be like, I just brought it from Ponyhenge, actually, but thank you.
I was looking at the picture, and one of them, it's the long grass in the field with these ponies. And it's kind of charming and also slightly dystopian horror movie. I can't quite decide. I think daytime it would be cheerful. If you came upon that unsuspecting in the dark with a flashlight, can you imagine?
Yeah, like you were camping and you're coming down and
no.
That would be strange. Yeah.
I like urban mysteries like that. I'm almost disappointed that he told her what was going on.
Yeah, I know. Like, he should have shined her on and saying, yeah, we're very confused by it.
Yeah, we have no idea. Just we don't know. They just keep coming back.
But he's a lawyer. I don't think it's in him to say contractually untrue things. Although there's no contract here. He does state that he doesn't want to be mistaken for someone who takes the whole thing too seriously. And there will come a point where he's done, because it is a little bit of a hassle to be the pony custodian, because you get junky ones. You get the couch that's infested with mice on your property and other junk. It gets crowded. But on the other hand, when he starts to get to that place, he'll see kids out there having a great time. Or like a couple got married there. It was early pandemic and they wanted to do an outdoor wedding and somewhere beautiful in the woods. But the groom had just had a surgery and his mobility was decreased. And it's the pandemic. And they're like, this would be delightful. And so they got married at Ponyhenge.
Aww.
Yeah. And the author of the article brought her family to visit. It's a thing people come and do. And it is delightful. You can, I mean, there's nobody stopping you from touching the pony. So you put your kid on one. You could get on one at your own risk, of course.
I love that.
Yeah. He says eventually it will have to go. But for now, it's fine. I have a suspicion, though. It's like the bridges with the locks on them. And occasionally a city will post and say, our city has done it, and say, this is becoming dangerously heavy. We're so sorry. Your locks and your dreams are coming away. but like the morning after, there is a brand new lock on the bridge. And I suspect that if he cleaned the whole property off,
there'd still be a pony.
Yeah. And even if he fenced it, people are going to be putting him over the fence. I think it's Ponyhenge for life. But you never know. Yeah. So thank you to my dear friend Jody for this fun one.
That's great. I feel like I need to go down and visit. It's the, our pony's in a closet. So maybe I need to get pony out of a closet.
Can have a remote installation.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm. He's got to go in the backyard though.
Yeah. Although this pony has been in the family for a really long time. I think I'd probably get killed by my mother-in-law. So
see, you can't stay in the yard. It's just a brief photo opportunity. And back.
Yes. Hey, that's a good idea. Okay. I'm going to do that. That's a good idea. Well, if you're sitting on a rocking pony and you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And wherever, whenever you listen, please like and subscribe. It helps us out a lot. Check out our Instagram for fun science and history facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions or pictures of Ponyhenge. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.